There's a the most famous, one of the more famous parts of this week's parsha, Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. Rashi in Bina Chumash already makes that famous by saying that Ruuya Hayah Torah, the Torah should have started Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim, which is the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. So it's a classic question in Drush. Why is Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim so chashuv that it should be the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people? After all, it seems like a technical matter of calendar, and you remember Mitzrayim in the calendar and whatever, but it's not a, it doesn't seem to be a fundamental, such a fundamental that it should have had a havamina of beginning the entire Torah. So the few different answers have been suggested. Some classic drush. The Medrash tells us that Klal Yisrael Davka is Mona to the Chodesh as a lunar calendar, because the Yisod of the Chodesh is Hischadshus, is that the moon, it waxes and wanes, it goes up and goes down, and Rosh Chodesh when the moon has completely disappeared, but technically the Rosh Chodesh, not when the moon disappears. Typically sometimes we say like, it's when the moon has absolutely disappeared, but technically Rosh Chodesh is when it disappeared and then comes back again. As soon as you can see it even a little, the Edom come and testify or recalculate in our Cheshbon when you could have been able to see it, and that's Rosh Chodesh. And that's of course the whole Yisod of Klal Yisrael, is that, we've had ups and downs in our history. We don't expect it always to be, we don't expect everything always to work well. We hope that we'll always have Yeshuos and things will always go well, but we know that in Jewish history we've had Chorban and we've had all kinds of other sufferings that we're not going to mention. And while some other nations might sit b'shalva for hundreds of years, the Jews somehow, we've always been persecuted and we've always had spiritual tzaras and we've always had physical tzaras. And part of being a Jew is, you're a Jew, you want to start the Torah with the expectation that you just keep the Torah, you just try your best to be a Yid, and everything goes well, and you have no tzaras and no challenges and no problems, then you can't even start the Torah that way. Then it's not even worth starting, it's not going to work. A Jew, as a Muna, knows that even though we do have problems, and even though there are tzaras, and even though there are trouble, and even though we look around the world and everyone hates the Jews, and everyone's trying to kill the Jews, and sometimes you can get depressed looking around, we know that even though sometimes our fortunes wane, they always wax once again, and no matter what happens, we have to keep our emunah that there'll be hischadshus, and Hashem will always come back and resurrect us, just like the moon, and we'll come back. And I think this is also, and that's right to start the Torah. To start the Torah before all the mitzvos, you have to have the emunah that maybe you'll do the mitzvos and things won't work out the way you want at first, and things will go down, but in the end, you'll come back and be redeemed. And I think that's also relevant, of course, in personal life as well, that everyone has their ups and downs, and that part of being a Yid is to be over to Hashem, and it's very nice mitzvah gedol lios b'simcha tamid, but not everyone's always zochet at simcha tamid. Sometimes there are things that interferes in our simcha, and I think the yisod of being an over to Hashem is ivdus Hashem b'simcha as much as you can. And when there are difficult times, to remember this chadshus of Lvana, that Hashem, whatever reason is planned, things aren't always going well immediately as much as we would like, then in the end, the rebirth will come. There's, a few other classic answers to this question of why the Torah is ready to start from Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. I guess we'll just, mention one now, because we don't have that much time. But another classic answer given by the Bali Musar is, Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim means you should have a calendar, right? You should have a luach zmanim. You should know that there's what you have to do at certain times, right? Make your calendar, things to do at certain times. It's very nice to have the whole Torah. Sometimes I'm going to have the whole Torah. You have 613 mitzvos. And, and they're in theory committed to all of them, and they're all very important. And if you ask them about the 613 mitzvos, they're very positive and they wish they could do them all. But you never actually get around to doing it. You get distracted by a little of this, and I'll do it later. And, maybe right now there's a big football game on TV and I don't have time for the mitzvos. And, a person could be theoretically committed to all the mitzvos, but if they don't, if they don't make their own calendar, if they're not shulig on their time, then how will they ever be able to accomplish something? Maybe the Torah opens the Chodesh Zem Lechem Rosh Chodashim Al Piderech HaMusar to say, you can have a whole Torah of 613 mitzvahs. The first thing before you start the 613 mitzvahs is, realize that you have to make a calendar. your life, your time is given to you, and it's the only resource that Hashem gives to us, that if we waste it, we can't get it back. Right? You waste a day, that day is never coming back. You lose money, you can win a lottery. Right? The time is the most precious resource, and you have to think about what you want to accomplish in your life, and make sure that we're using our time in order to accomplish this. And this is what Hashem tells the Jews: until now, you didn't have any time; you were an evet, right? You had no control over your own time. Now, I'm giving you the Torah, but before the Torah, this precious gift, time, make your own calendar. Realize be'esher l'chodesh zeh v'shachtu l'osol kol adgal bein arbayim. Realize the goals that you have to meet and what you have to do in order to get to that goals, and the bikur mimum 4 days beforehand, and that you're preparing an achana on Rosh Chodesh. You have to know what to do on the 10th of the Chodesh, and the 10th of the Chodesh you have to prepare for the 14th of the Chodesh, and the 14th of the Chodesh you have to do something so that something will happen on the 15th of the Chodesh. And Amir Tzashem, if we all try to rule over our time and Mekayim this Achorish Delacham Rosh Chodashim, we can then do what we need to do in the other 613 mitzvos and realize to the best we can the mission that Hashem gave us in giving the Torah.